We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Ray Dunaway, and joining us now is, can't wait another minute, please welcome David Lightman, national correspondent for McClatchy Newspapers, actually political correspondents. We're all, it's an ages specialist, David. How you doing?
Fine. I thought I was a generalist.
Is your head spinning? Huh?
Oh, my God. I'm telling you. It's like I've been caught in a merry-go-round now for a month.
Do you want to start with Abilama? Or no, let's not. You know what? We're not going to talk about Roy Moore at all. Let's just not.
Okay.
Well, no.
Plenty else to talk about. Right.
Yeah, indeed there is, including, I didn't know this, apparently a number of members of the House have introduced articles of impeachment.
Yeah, I think six of them. However, the key there is six. And they're Democrats. You know, it's one of these things. People, as much as Democrats don't like Trump, and some Republicans don't like Trump, the idea of taking that step scares the daylights out of most people in Congress. They just don't want to do it.
Well, and the leadership itself. I mean, Chuck Schumer, I mean, Nancy Pelosi said, whoa, cool your jets. You know, this is a little, it was just some of the guys. Steve Cohen from Tennessee was one of them. Luis Gutierrez, Al Green from Texas. I think he's right next door to our good friend, what's her name? Sheila Jackson Lee. John Yarmouth. Anyway, yeah, you're right. You know who's conspicuously absent, though, in this whole little session?
I was going to say John Larson, but...
No, Larson isn't going to do that. He's not nuts.
No.
How about Maxine Waters, Auntie Maxine? Where's she?
Yeah, that's right. That's true.
Well, see,
because
there
they don't... I'm telling you, they don't... It's just a step you only take in the most extreme circumstances. I mean, it's only happened, what, twice in the nation's history. And the other thing is, you still got this investigation going on. Let's see what Mueller says. You don't need to do this. I mean, Mueller may do your work for you if, in fact, there's something there. And if there's nothing there, you don't want, or something that's not impeachable, you don't want to look stupid. You don't want to look radical. So, no.
Well, see, here's part of it, though, and this is a complaint that's kind of been waged against Mueller. You know, it was supposed to be Russian interference with Trump campaign in election. And now he's going to business deals, everything else in the world. Maybe that's how you do it when you're doing this. But, you know, you're just, it looks as if you're fishing.
Well, you know, that was the criticism way back during the Clinton years, that I think it started
Ken
off
Starr.
With Whitewater. Right. That's how they eventually discovered Monica Lewinsky. You see where things lead you. But if you find that there's illegal or unethical activity, you got to follow that trail. I mean, it's not unlike what we reporters do. You may start out doing a tax story, but it may end up being a story about, you know, mail fraud or something.
Well, here's a question you might write down the road, or a piece you might write. If, in fact, all this occurred before the election, before he was installed in office, is that impeachable?
Ah, see, that's a question you hear every day. And I'm no legal scholar. In fact, that's an interesting topic. Yeah. No one quite knows. My understanding is you can pretty much impeach a president for, you know, darn near anything you want if you can make it fit, what is it, high crimes and misdemeanors
or
something.
Right.
Right. So, you know, it doesn't have to be something, as I understand it, that would you'd bring in a court of law. So I still don't think the political will is there, not even close.
Now, where are we as far as, and the ability, because you've got depends on what happens with Roy Moore, but you still have a Republican Senate. Would they vote to convict? I don't really know. If pressure was sufficient, probably so, they would. Very quickly, though, but would he even get out of the House? That's another question to ask.
Well, yeah, no. That's awfully, yeah.
Where are we on this tax law? Speaking of head spinning, which you just did.
Okay, this is one I understand.
Okay, go.
Trump is going to visit the House Republicans at 11:30 this morning. Now, why they need Trump to visit them, no one quite understands, because they seem to have the votes. There isn't a lot of tension there. They'll probably vote this thing once and for all around 1:30 and celebrate a great victory and go to the White House and raise their hands.
Yay.
Meanwhile, in the Senate, the Finance Committee, which writes this stuff, is struggling. They got this health care mandate in there now. They already have one Republican, Wisconsin's Ron Johnson, who doesn't want this thing. This is potentially a mess. And the Senate Finance Committee wants to finish writing its bill this week. We'll see. The important thing, of course, is that they all want to leave tonight so they can begin their 10-day Thanksgiving recess.
Well, of course.
Yeah, well.
Hey, we have turkeys to brine and stuff like
that. Right.
Yeah, you know, the other odd thing about this is just, I don't know, it's going to help rich people, going to help poor. I've seen more analysis than I know what to do with, David.
Yeah, this is where you need to go back to John Larson. He's very good at explaining this stuff. He really is.
Well, I'll see him on Thanksgiving. Okay.
Yeah, I used to rely on him and Barbara Connelly and Nancy Johnson endlessly. They were terrific at explaining. But here's the thing. They come back after Thanksgiving. The Senate tries to pass a bill. Senate and House go to a compromise. Can you write a complex tax bill and get enough support for all this in a matter of weeks before Christmas? It hasn't happened.
Yeah.
Maybe it will, but boy, it's going to be tough.
Well, one thing that's interesting is in the tax bill, they've taken away the individual mandate, which, if you'll recall, when the Supreme Court made the decision and John Roberts was, I guess, the guy who came up with this, he said, no, it's a tax. So it's a tax, so you can put it under the tax bill. Can you not?
That's right. Yeah. No. They claim they've checked all the rules. There's not a problem there. The problem is political. Once you do that, you lose certain Republicans. Remember, you can only lose three Senate Republicans
if
the Democrats hold together.
Well, all right. David, maybe we can talk next week before Thanksgiving. Are you going to be away for Thanksgiving?
No, I'll be around.
Okay. All right, David.
Never stops.
David, good to talk to you. Thanks, buddy.
Pleasure. Thanks, Rich.
All right, 827 McClatchy, D.C.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.